Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Monday, 7th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are expected to open marginally higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a mildly positive start for the broader index. The BSE Sensex gained 480 points to close the previous session at 65,721, while the Nifty 50 closed 135 points higher at 19,517. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,458, followed by 19,434. In case of an upside, 19,537 is the key resistance level, followed by 19,561. US markets. Stock futures rose modestly on Sunday night as investors readied for a week with more corporate earnings and key inflation readings. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 35 points. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures advanced 0.2% and 0.3% respectively. The moves follow a losing week on Wall Street. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 slid about 2.9% and 2.3% respectively, marking their worst weeks since March. The Dow finished the week about 1.1% lower. Of the 84% of companies in the S&P 500 that have posted their quarterly results, about four-fifths have exceeded Wall Street forecasts, according to FactSet. Later this week, investors will shift focus to the release of July Consumer and Producer Price Index data. Both are closely watched given their connection to the path of inflation and health of the economy. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell in early trade as investors now look ahead to China's inflation figures and trade balance data later this week. China will release its trade balance on Tuesday and inflation data on Wednesday, which will give clues to the country's recovery trajectory. On Monday, Thailand will release its inflation data for July and Indonesia will report its second quarter growth data. Meanwhile, Japan's Nikkei slumped 1% on open, while Topix fell 0.52%. Japan's central bank will release its summary of opinions for its 28th of July meeting, where it adjusted its stance on the yield curve policy. In Australia, the S&P ASX slid 0.25% in open, while South Korea's Kospi was down 0.16%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was also set to fall, with futures at 19,470 compared to Hang Seng's close of 19,539. Yatharth Hospital listing. Yatharth Hospital and Trauma Care Services is likely to debut with a decent double-digit premium of at least 20% over the issue price of 300 rupees per share, owing to strong subscription figures. This is attributed to the hospital chain's position as a prominent super specialty provider in Delhi NCR, boasting diverse specialties, a strong payer mix, and consistent operational and financial growth. The 687 crore rupee public issue had seen healthy response from investors, as it was subscribed 36.16 times during 26th to 28th July. Qualified institutional investors were at the forefront in terms of support to the offer, buying 85.10 times the allotted quota, followed by high net worth individuals and then retail investors. Highlights from Reliance Industries annual report. Jio Financial Services is positioned uniquely to capture the growth opportunities in financial services sector and play a crucial role in transforming the landscape of digital finance in India, said Reliance Industries Chairman and Managing Director Mukesh Ambani in his message to shareholders in the company's annual report. As per the annual report, the equity shares of Reliance Strategic Investments Limited, which will be renamed as Jio Financial Services, are expected to be listed soon. Apart from this, the company has also sought shareholders' approval to give Mukesh Ambani another five-year term as chairman and managing director of the company till 2029, a period during which he has opted to draw nil salary. SBI Q1 results. State Bank of India, India's largest public sector lender, on 4th of August reported 178% rise in net profit to 16,884 crore rupees for the quarter ended June. According to a poll of three brokerages conducted by Money Control, the public sector bank was expected to report a 147% jump in net profit to 15,009 crore rupees. The poll also showed that the bank would report 26.7% rise in net interest income to 39,533 crore rupees. Here, the lender reported a NII growth of 24.7%, coming in at 38,905 crore rupees, thus missing market expectations slightly. The net interest margin of the bank stood at 3.33% from 3.02% last year. The gross non-performing assets ratio of the bank declined to 2.76% as compared with 3.9% last year. Most brokerages have maintained their buy and outperform rating on the stock with target prices ranging between 655 to 720 rupees. According to HSBC, margin and cost pressures will compress return on asset ratios for the bank and lower its EPS growth going ahead. Other brokerages have also flagged that key risks for the bank are lower than expected loan growth and deterioration in asset quality. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Shilpa Routh, derivatives lead analyst for Prabhudas Leeladhar. What are the Nifty levels to watch out for this week? Which stocks to keep on your radar? And which sectors should investors look at this week? Listen in to find out more.
Nifty future closed at 19,576 after making lows of 19,400 zones and is inferred from the rollover analysis previously, the downside target for the index is achieved lightly. Nifty on weekly basis has witnessed short build-up to the tune of 3.8% with overall PCR now being at 1.04, which reflects on some stable ground for the index. Individual strike-wise PCR at 19,500 is just above 1, 19,300 being nearly 4 and 19,600 being below 0.3 hints on a weekly trading range in between 19,330 to 19,650 for the week. One can participate in long straddle option strategy here at 19,500 where a sharp move on either side we can see some handsome profits coming in for this option strategy. Likewise, Bank Nifty, we saw on weekly basis witnessed long unwinding to the tune of 3.8% with option chain reflecting on 45,000 straddle being very aggressive. Each side strike adds more than a lakh OI contracts overall. PCR at 45,000 is below 1, which is crucial to monitor here because an increase or a decrease here will determine another 500 to 700 points move for the index. Talking about the sector analysis, on weekly we saw short covering happening in technology, chemicals, longs in power, infra and pharma sector, where a short build-up was seen clearly in oil and gas, realty and banking, whereas long unwinding seen in telecom sector. However, on daily move, we saw some aggressive turnaround happening in textile and oil and gas, which has further given confirmation for shorts for the coming week now. Whereas pharma, finance and telecom, we saw some sort of aggressive longs, wherein IT also is looking very bullish for the week. So my top picks for the week would be sell Gujarat Gas. The CMP in futures is around 446 with a stop loss of 455. Look for targets of 428 to 417. Other would be longs in Ipca Lab. Ipca Lab CMP in futures is around 905. Keep a stop loss of 885 and look for targets of 940 and above. Other than this, IT sector looks very promising. You can look at Naukri, Coforge and Tech Mahindra for longs this week.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.